Well, it's almost here, Super Bowl Sunday, the big game. Many of us preparing to host friends and family for the big event. So are you aware of the do's and the don'ts for your Super Bowl party? Joining us live now, Express Local News Editor and Root DC columnist Clinton Yates. All right, I'm telling you, if anybody is still talking about the commercials after play resumes, I'm upset. So that's my first rule.
Fair enough. My rules go as follows. If you are a host, number one do is set up a system so that people know your Wi-Fi network and password. You don't want to put people in a social media blackout just because they're at the big game. That's totally unfair.
Good point.
Number two, clear out your DVR. You don't want some situation where all of a sudden Duck Dynasty and I don't know what other show is coming up all of a sudden are conflicting with what you're doing. So you're going to want to make sure you want to do that so that you don't miss a huge play because something popped up on your screen. If you're a guest, do not show up at somebody else's house wearing a jersey of a team that's not playing in the Super Bowl. That is a lame move, okay? Just because your team didn't make it doesn't mean you have to show your pride. It's fine, but we're not there to root for your team.
There's a reason for it.
And the last one is don't bring potato chips to a party. That is extremely lame. Nobody wants those. That's why they sell them in small bags, because people buy them on their own. If you want to bring something more valuable than that. Like ice.
Potato chips, they're old school, no good.
I mean, what are you going to do with potato chips? They're not good for anybody's waistline, and they don't taste that good anyway. They're pretty basic. So,
are you hosting or are you a guest this
year? I'm going to be a guest this year. I've hosted before in the past, but this year I think I'm going to take it easy.
You know, there's a big pet peeve out there, and that is that, you know, people come to watch the game at someone's house, and they're still talking about the commercials when play resumes. Should there be a separate TV set up for people who want to chit-chat during the game, and then the other people could just watch?
I think that's a great idea. You have two separate TVs, as long as they're not on a delay, such that you're going to miss a play if you're in one room versus the other, or be behind. Good idea.
Yeah,
I like that.
You want to keep it, you know, so the serious watchers aren't
exactly
don't feel like they're being.
All right, we'll have our password for the Wi-Fi ready for you the next time you're here. Clinton Yates, Express Local News Editor, Root DC columnist. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Clinton. 154
no
Money News coming right up.